You guys watch TED Talks?
Yes.
I love them. If you don't know what they are, they're like, was it technology, entertainment, design? But these talks by people who are smart and interesting and thoughtful. I mean, some of them are ridiculous and boring. I watched an 8-minute video on a guy who explained that if you shake your hands up 12 times before you dry them after the washroom, you can use one paper towel. I think I don't think you need 8 minutes for that. Weirdly enough, I do that now. It totally works. But there's a lot of like really interesting socially responsible videos, and I used to introduce this song in a variety of ways that seemed to confuse or bother certain people. One of which was, this is a song about trying to take someone from a public place and do private things with them. And then someone suggested that maybe that wasn't a nice way to kind of alluded towards, you know, force, and I said, well, I don't want to do that at all. So then I said, this is a song about adult consensual relations. And occasionally half the room would just go, I don't know what that means. Incidentally, that led to a full conversation about consent one time in Canada to an even more enjoyable evening. So there's this TED Talk about a guy, or from a guy, who says, we often in the U.S. compare sex to baseball, which is sort of a bad idea. It's not a good analogy. It's two things that are against each other, and inevitably one of those things loses, which is a bad way of doing this. So he said, well, what's something that's positive and uses a lot of questions? Ordering pizza with your friends. So you say, are you hungry? Because I'm hungry. Would you like to eat with me? And then you ask all these questions like, do you like normal pizza, like just plain, or do you like kind of wild? You know? Anchovies and pineapple. Are you really hungry? Should we go invite like 5 or 6 friends over? Or maybe I'll just eat it by myself cold in the morning. So anyway, I thought it was a good idea to ask a lot of questions in a socially responsible way. And then I get to talk about pizza for a couple minutes before I play the song. So this song is unironically called You Know the Drill.